by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lawmakers on the House could vote as early as today on President Trump's big, beautiful bill that advanced in the Senate on a single tie-breaking vote by Vice President Vance. CBS's Caitlin Huey-Byrne says it faces Republican opposition in Congress as well.
Some Republican House members were quick to rain on the Senate's parade.
What the Senate did to our bill was unconscionable. I'll vote against it here, and I'll vote against it on the floor till we get it right.
House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged the tough road ahead after the Senate's changes, including steeper cuts to Medicaid.
I encouraged them to amend it as lightly as possible. They went a little further than many of us would have preferred.
President Trump wants the bill on his desk by Friday. Jurors at Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial will get back to deliberating this morning, despite reaching a partial verdict. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
They have found a verdict on four of the five counts, but they have not yet reached a verdict on the biggest count, and that's a racketeering charge. The court is sending them back for more deliberations, even though the jury says they can't reach a verdict.
The racketeering charge carries the possibility of life in prison. Brian Koberger will be in court today to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students back in 2022. In exchange, he could be spared the death penalty. CBS's Carter Evans is in Boise.
He'll spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole or appeal. Now, Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four students in Moscow, Idaho in November of 2022. Their families are divided on how they view this plea deal.
Some plan to be in court today to address Koberger at the hearing. Illegal crossings along the southern border have dipped to a record low.
Border Patrol agents caught 6,000 migrants entering the country illegally in June, the lowest monthly total ever reported by Customs and Border Protection. During the Biden administration, agents were stopping more than 6,000 migrants a day.
Today, we have the most secure border in the history of this nation.
Border czar Tom Homan credits President Trump's deployment of thousands of active duty troops to the border and his order allowing the deportation of migrants without hearing their asylum claims, which civil rights advocates are challenging in court. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
California is putting a lid on drink tampering. A new law's just kicked in that requires bars and nightclubs in the state to supply customers with lids and have drug testing kits on hand. San Diego police officer Colin Steinbrunner.
It creates that barrier to that easy pill drop or drink pour that puts people in danger, puts people at risk. People are likely to kind of be, you know, a little careless and leave their drinks sitting around. That leaves them open for predators, unfortunately.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 16 shots were fired in the alley ambush that left Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder dead and officer Christopher McCray wounded. Police now say it all followed a fight that escalated to gunfire. Prosecutors have charged 22-year-old Tremaine Jones with first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, and reckless endangerment. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual 4th Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturtevant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The crew in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today after being rained out last night in Queens. The Brewers coming off a 4-3 loss in extra innings to the last place Rockies on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
You know, things have been going our way a bunch. We haven't had games like this in a while, so it's a good reminder that you can lose these games.
Basketball, the number one topic in NBA free agency. So far, the Bucks waiving Damian Lillard.
Over $110 million over the next couple years. That means the Bucks are going to have $20 million on their books for the next 5 years. That is a lot of dead money, but that shows these level of pressure that this Milwaukee Bucks team is under to go out and get a guy in Miles Turner who can help them right now. Now, the Bucks still have a lot of things to sort out. They still need point guard help. Kevin Porter Jr. is not really an ideal long-term option as a starting point guard. You'd like to get another fix there, but this does give the Bucks some additional flexibility to go out and make more moves to add to this roster because they did lop off a whole bunch of money from their books.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I had a friend call me not too long ago. He said, dude, I'm getting married. I want you to sing at my wedding. I'm like, okay, I'd be honored. When are you getting married? He goes, in 2 weeks. I'm like, well, thanks for the heads up. I said, okay, when do you want me to sing during the wedding? He goes, well, when the bride's walking down the aisle. I want you to sing then. I said, well, okay, well, what do you want me to sing? He goes, you pick. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Half of me's going, no way. The other half of me's like, I can make this a wedding no one's ever going to forget.
What's love got to do? Got to do.
That wouldn't be very appropriate.
Heard it from a friend.
Good at all.
She's my best friend's girl, but she used to be mine.
That wouldn't. Come on, there's a friend over that one.
Oh, there's worse. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. You can try sometimes. You might find you get what you need. Yeah.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Look at the way he looks at her. Look at the way he holds her hand.
That's Leslie Gore. Look at love. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 8:09. Look who's here. She's back.
Hi there.
He's back. Come a little closer to that microphone so I can hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Is that microphone even working?
Do you want me? Is it working?
Oh, yeah.
No,
it helps when I put the... It's been 50 years since I've been to radio school.
I'm glad I came in early so you could retrain me.
they teach you how to put that up there. Well, you're going to be in here Friday from 6 a.m. to noon.
I'm really excited about that because that means that every time I screw up, it's Don Rosen's show. I'll just say, yeah, I'm Don Rosen. And
leave the rubble when you leave.
No, have it all like just laying there as I flip the match as I walk out of the studio. Kaboom.
Now, I noticed the office was empty. Like there's nobody here. I wonder if they just took off the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's nice. Just like the old days when I first started here a year ago. And I'd come in, there was nobody here all day. I'd be by myself. And I got used to just singing at the top of my lungs because I didn't have to worry about anybody.
Well, half of American workers think they should get the full week off around the 4th of July, including 61% of younger workers. 45% of people say they barely get any work done this week anyway. All right, how about this? You get the full work week off. We give you the whole week off with no pay.
Week off with no pay.
Yeah, you're not working. Why would we pay you?
Well, I know a lot of jobs it felt that way.
Radio.
Yeah, in fact, I signed up for Medicare 3 weeks ago, and I turned to my husband and goes, can I sign up for Social Security? And goes, no. Well, you worked in radio. If you had wanted a real job where you could retire at 65, you know, some other than, but you know what? I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't even change working with you. If somebody offered me $1 million or you get to work 7 months with Don Rosen, I say, I'm taking that 7 months, baby.
$1 million.
That's not what it used to be. I mean, how many Snicker bars can I buy? You know, so.
All right. We ran this morning. I'll bring it back here because it was real interesting here. It's a fun fact. A million seconds, you know, like 1 second, 2 seconds, million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 31 years. Ooh. And that's the difference between being a millionaire and a billionaire. That's pretty good when you put it that way, isn't it?
Isn't that two things I'll never have to worry about? Hey, Cindy, what about
not either. Too bad I couldn't play this while Deputy Crystal Venegas was here. I think this would have been an appropriate song. But
that was a good one.
The Bobby Fuller Four. I fought the law, and the law won. I should have followed that with, well, there were a lot of law songs we could have used.
I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law, and the law won. I fought the law, and the law won. I needed money, cause I had none. I fought the law, and the law won. I fought the law. I never
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Jackie Blue and Venus. That was on a TV commercial. Remember what TV commercial that was, Cindy?
Yeah, for razors, right?
That's right. It was.
And the group Bananarama. But then we're really going back to the 80s.
The Shocking Blue razor. I forget what razor it was. But yeah, you're right. That was it was used there. All right. This is the most cringeworthy story I ever had to use on the radio. It's really scary, too.
Ooh.
A 55-year-old man got stung in the eye, the eyeball, by a bee.
Ooh.
He went to the ER. And they yanked the stinger up, but they couldn't get all of it. The stinger was still in his eyeball, so we had to go to a ophthalmologist, I guess, and they got it. Isn't that scary to get stung in the eye? Bad enough to get stung by a bee, but right in your eyeball. Ouch.
Oh, my gosh.
Aren't you glad I brought you that story this morning?
No. No, I'm not.
It's 8:18. We're looking for a sunny day today with a high near 88, clear tonight, lows 68, sunny tomorrow, highs near 83. 4th of July, perfect sunshine with a high near 87. Right now it's sunny in 72 right here at Radio Park. We got Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Beat the summer heat with a sweet treat from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Sip on a creamy pudding shake or indulge in the all-new cheesecake in a cup with 24 irresistible ways to thrill your taste buds. Turn your day into a dessert-filled getaway at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Yeah.
Sherelle's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, it's 825. Well, here's an interesting fact. Walmart gets sued 20 times a day. Most of them are employees filing discrimination claims or lawsuits about overtime pay. And also, here's another thing about Walmart. You watch these videos of people shoplifting. It's always a Walmart or a Target. I don't know how these stores are making any money with all the people shoplifting. It's 826, looking for sunshine today with a high near 88 degrees. Right now it's sunny, 72 degrees in Radio Park. Here's BJ Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling at WRJN. Thomas Hooked on a Feeling. If you're going to redo a hit song, do it original, an original version. And Blue Swede took Hooked on a Feeling, and they changed the whole song around. They made it the original with Ooga Chaka, Ooga Chaka.
I love that.
But they made a new song out of it.
Yeah.
They didn't just redo it.
And I, you know, even when I hear B.J. Thomas, I'm always thinking about Ooga Chaka,
Ooga Chaka.
And the Dancing Baby.
Now, if you found a bottle floating in the ocean and it had liquid in it, would you drink it? Of course not.
Depends on how thirsty I am. No, yeah, I can do a lot of things.
You'd have to be a moron to do it. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Five fishermen in Sri Lanka found a bunch of bottles floating in the ocean hundreds of miles off the coast, drank them. They thought it was booze, and they all died right in the boat.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we don't know what was in it. They don't tell you what was in it, but they all died. Because they found these bottles and they drank what was ever inside of it. Who knows what was in that thing? I mean, you got to be a dope.
Or 18.
No, these are fishermen. I don't think they were 18
years
old.
Yeah, they weren't dopes.
That's my
sad
guess. All right, it's 8:30 on the nose. Check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Before you hop in an area lake, look online. Local health departments in Racine and Kenosha counties conduct regular water testing and post their findings online. Recent testing has forced the closure of the Paddock Hooker Lakes Association Beach in Kenosha County and swim advisories at Camp Lake, Lance Park, and Old Settlers Beach. Racine County doesn't have any bacteria warnings. However, Quarry Lake Beach is closed. That's due to issues from a steep drop-off created during renovations. Downtown Racine gets busy tonight and will stay that way through the weekend. The Bend and Brew event with free yoga and complimentary coffee gets things going tonight. The festivities continue tomorrow with live music and food at the 4th Fest party on the square. Friday's Roots in Racine parade steps off at 8:30.
capped by fireworks that night at 9. Saturday offers more free yoga and the Saturday Sounds on the Square concert. Prepare for traffic impacts if you're trying to get around that area. After 8 decades and thousands of miles and thousands of jokes, the Ducks are being celebrated in the Dells. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
I just moved in a new apartment. I don't know my neighbors there yet, but I do know that they have a doormat that says, "Wipe your paws," which leads me to believe that either they are a family of werewolves or they own a dog that can read. And either way, I am really impressed. That is amazing. And I don't want to let them be better than me, so I got my own customized doormat that says, "Wipe your hooves." And now I got them thinking either I am a centaur or I own a horse that can read. And who wins there? Me, right? Yeah.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
if you really love me, won't you
Stevie, If You Really Love Me. It's 836 local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN Hometown Radio. Refreshed. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 88. Clear tonight, lows 68. Tomorrow, sunny, highs 83. 4th of July, sunny, 87 the high. Perfect. Right now, 72 and sunny right here at Radio Park. So, how embarrassing. Some woman posted on TikTok after she called in sick. She caught a flight to go away. Her boss was on that plane, 8 rows in front of her after she lied to him. Could you imagine how uncomfortable that flight might have been? This is, actually, we don't usually take requests, but Cindy was here and she wanted to request this song.
I love it. I used to cry for the song.
You know what the song's about, don't you?
It's about a dragon.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal. Strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Up the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
fact is still out there. The Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Woman, 843. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, a middle school cop in North Carolina could face charges for goofing around and tasing a teacher. Now, her excuse was, this is the best part, she said, well, I've tased students all the time. They never freak out. So, yeah, that's nice to go to school for that. Huh? Here's Manfred Mann.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
Guy's had a lot of hits under. It's the same guy, but it's so different. Like the Mighty Quinn, and then he had "Blinded by the Light," the Manfred Mann Earth Band, which was the only song, I guess, that Bruce Springsteen ever gave away to another group. And he recorded himself later on, but he gave it away to them at first. 8:46 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This guy in Virginia got his wedding band back 15 years after losing it at a Christmas tree farm. He got a tree back in 2010, didn't realize the ring was gone until later. He went back with a metal detector a few times, couldn't afford it, couldn't find it. The owners of the farm came across it last month. They tracked him down with a note they had jotted down 15 years ago. Got it back to him. All I have to say is Merry Christmas in July, huh?
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Home is where the heart and the care should be.
Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Night, the Beatles. I should have known better. Here's an interesting trivia question about that. The name Beatles is never mentioned once in A Hard Day's Night. They never mention the word the Beatles. Now, you see it on Ringo's drum, but they never said it. And I don't know if that was done on purpose or it was done just, you know, by accident. It was never mentioned in the movie. Well,
I bet you it was done on purpose.
But why would you mention the Beatles? You think you would? It was their first movie.
It would be every other word out of my mouth.
Yeah. Anyway, so they never do that. Hey, a shoe store in Canada just had to close down after 85 years. The owners might have found a big payday there, though, on their way out. They were clearing out the place and found a hidden door to a room they didn't know about. 400 pairs of vintage shoes from the 1960s, all of them in mint condition. Ka-ching! Now they're loaded with money. Isn't that great when you do something like that? I'm looking for hidden. My house is over 125 years old. I'm still looking for hidden rooms and treasure in my house. It's got to be there somewhere. Of course, the house next to me is 1880s.
Oh, wow.
And I figure they would have some, too, over there. So, I don't know. My brother used to play with this group. Played a few shows with him. Jay and the Americans, Come a Little Closer. It's 8:53 at WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Come a little bit closer. Local news, Tamla Sitz, WRJN. We are a proud supporter of Racine's annual 4th Fest celebration. Lou Organi and I are going to be able to lose classic cars, the one that's not leaking coolant. and that will be in the parade on Friday. We're number 78 in the parade. Number 78, we welcome Cindy Huber back to the radio. It's like, you know, performing in a concert. One time only, one show only. One show only, live at 6 a.m. So Cindy will be here till noon.
Sound live, but I'll be like, how do you even get up in the morning, Don, to do this?
And we'll be checking in from the parade route, saying things like, all right, waiting for the parade to start. It's hot outside. Get back to you in about a half hour. Next report. Parade's going to start in a few minutes. Get back to you in a half hour. Third report. Parade's starting now. Get back to you in about a half hour. That's what it's going to sound like. Anyway, we'll check in with Cindy during the parade. Hang around for music on the monument starting at 4:30 with live music leading up to the lakefront fireworks. Happy Independence Day from all of us here at WRJN. So you're going to be here on Friday.
Yep.
6 a.m. bright and early. Yeah.
I'm thinking about, because I'm not a morning person, I'm thinking about just crashing here like sometime around 2 a.m. in the morning.
Get a tent, go on the front lawn.
Tent
on the front lawn. And it's like it's like when they camp out right for the Christmas sales and everything at Best Buy, there was camping out front. Camp out on the front lawn, get a little pup tent.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll tell the police you're supposed to be there.
Right.
And then you come in. Don't come in before 6 o'clock, though. All right, so coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus will be here, and then we've got Kurt and blah, 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 and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, blah, 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 blah. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, all right? Here come the Lemon Pipers, Green Tambourine. Local news, Tamla Sitz, WRJF.
Drop green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jurors at Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial in New York are resuming deliberations after telling the judge they could only reach a partial verdict, but he sent them back to keep trying on the final and most serious count of racketeering. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
What the government is alleging here is that Sean Combs was sort of the head of this enterprise, the object of which was to promote his reputation, promote his brands, fulfill his sexual desires, and cover up crimes related to achieving.